Did you experience any mounting dread while watching this film?
Just in one scene, the Jesse Plemons scene.
He's amazing. He's amazing. And I think we can all agree that he also plays scary guys very, very well.
The Jesse Plemons part was my favorite part of the movie. Apparently he's uncredited because I split right after the credits started. But
wow,
he's so central to the marketing of this movie, but he doesn't actually take a credit if the internet is to be believed.
I've got to go back and look because that's actually very hard to do. You have to get a waiver from your union to do that. Like, it's not like, that's really interesting. Maybe it's buried in there. That was the only scene where I sort of experienced that, even though I had just had like a strong drink. It is scary. And there's some very intense imagery in that film with dead bodies. And he's just so good, you know, but I watched the second to last episode of Breaking Bad from like behind a wall because it was so scary. So yeah. Everybody knows he does that well. Like,
the Jesse Plemons scene was very good, but it annoyed me a little bit because in the marketing, they made the Plemons character look like he was part of one of the sides in this movie. Like he was saying, you know, what kind of American are you? It was like, oh, is he with the president or against the president? But in the movie, he is not affiliated with any army. He seemed to be a deranged militiaman. He and his buddies just seem to be committing wartime atrocities.
I feel like Alex Garland would say that that's unclear because they do encounter a lot of people who are like in battle, who are like sort of armed, who are in civilian clothes. And I feel like those are maybe the people that you're talking about who would have turned out to like support the press, the sort of like loyalists who weren't enlisted, who just sort of are like crazed, like right wingers or whatever. But it's not, you're right, that's not clear. I mean, that is the only time the movie even comes close to talking about race, which is incredible because if there were going to be a civil war in this country, it would be fought along the lines of race and class. So like, let's, you know, but it's completely obfuscated in this film. But he does sort of like talk to them about race or nationality a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he is sort of a psychopath, but is he any more a random psychopath than like the guys at the gas station or the guys at like the bubble machine Christmas farm? Like, I'm not sure. Like, you know, you don't really know where he got hundreds of bodies.
They didn't talk about race at all, except for this one racist character who's committing atrocities out in the woods. Like, he kills two of the people that we've been following in the movie. These two Chinese reporters from Hong Kong are briefly introduced into the narrative, and then he kills both of them once he determines that they're not Americans.
Yeah, so that's not even really like the major like racial schism in this country, obviously. Like, it is certainly like comes from, like, I mean, I think they would say that there's this like China, you know, paranoia, right, on both, you know, on the right. I think you're right, actually, about the random psychopath, because I think he's more just like looking for an excuse to kill somebody. So that actually, I think, sort of like supports that argument, because it doesn't seem like he really cares.
Well, I thought of Yugoslavia a lot while I was watching this movie. When they were in that stadium where the refugee camp was, it kind of looked like something you would have seen in Sarajevo during the war. And the idea of these guys going around killing people because they can seemed to be the sort of madness that you would hear from stories of what was happening in the former Yugoslavia. I thought that was the beginning of a good idea, but again, you know, nothing is anything that you can really hold on to in this film. It alludes to more interesting things than it depicts.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like, whenever people sort of like start to like portray social breakdown, what happens is like all the psychopaths, it becomes the purge, right? Like, essentially, like the only thing that's keeping anybody really, or most people, or a lot of people from killing other people, is the rule of law. And in fact, many people would kill given the opportunity and would kill randomly. I think many people would kill once they're in an army. Obviously, we see that to be the case. But this, I feel like that is sort of one of these sort of like things that you get in like zombie movies, or like, you know, people just become unhinged and start to kill everybody because they can and it's fun. And I, you know, that is actually like that's a fairly dark vision about human nature. There's no solidarity in this film. There's no social solidarity. There's never a scene where they encounter somebody who they want to help or who wants to help them.
Even something schlocky like The Purge, I get more of a sense of what is happening. And you know, why is this happening? The movie's not very interested in saying why this is happening, But to me, it was sort of a frustrating experience to watch because, you know, give me something to hold on to here. Like even Escape from New York and The Purge explain the conceit better and then let everything play out.
Right.
This movie is sort of interested in making sure that that's a backdrop for the study on a profession. And it just feels like a dodge to me.
Yeah, I feel like that's the question that just comes up over and over. And it's like, we'll never really get to the bottom of it. But I would really love to know the sort of iterations and if they did try at first to do that. I've never seen The Purge because you'd have to pay me $10,000 to see it. But I have seen Escape from New York, and you're right. That's a much better establishment of that world. And there's no reason you couldn't do a little bit more like contextual establishment in this film. You wouldn't even really have to make it that political. That's actually, you could just sort of make it like broadly economic, right? Like Texas and California have all the oil and they're like tired of people taking it or something. I don't know.